grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, neighbor.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Well, g'day, Chris. How are we out there?
G'day, Lily. Hi. Kia ora. Very well. And right on 420.
I know, right? We're perfectly timed.
We're so good. I've been preparing and diligently, as I hope listeners have, and quite chuffed with myself, actually. I'll get to this soon, but quite chuffed that I've been smoking hemp papers all this time.
Yes.
And very interesting study that came out this week, all about the rolling papers. But we'll get to that because it actually relates to this week was International Harm Reduction Day, and that actually was on Tuesday, 7th of May. And this new group launched with an open letter. So this was actually the big cannabis news or drug news of the week here for New Zealand. So this open letter calling on the government, addressed to Christopher Luxon in particular, calling on the government, signed by 150 experts and organisations saying to legalise all drugs.
Yeah.
And this is the Harm Reduction Coalition Aotearoa, and they say, and I'd have to agree, Misuse of Drugs Act 1975, 50 years old next year.
Mm.
Oh, boy. I mean, that's old just with any law, really, eh?
I think with any law, I'd agree. And I think, you know, we haven't seen any, you know, significant changes. If anything, we've seen worse outcomes over those 50 years.
Right. That's exactly what they're pointing to, that if anything, it's got worse, it's failed in all its stated goals. If you think the goals are to prevent use or make use less harmful, well, it actually does the opposite. You know, it doesn't stop use, and the use that does happen, it makes it more harmful. So they're saying not fit for purpose, totally wipe it, rescind the law,
mm-hmm.
and noting that's actually what our Law Commission recommended back in 2011 when National was last in power. And replaced it by a new Psychoactive Drugs Act. That's what they're saying. Get rid of the Misuse of Drugs Act. Psychoactive Drugs Act that would legally regulate the supply of all psychoactive drugs.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Do you think there could be a little bit of hysteria from the public? They're like, oh, look, all the drugs are legal now.
Well, it's certainly a bold thing to call for, but I guess they're coming from the angle that, there's many angles, but one of which being the more harmful you think the drugs are, well, actually, that makes it even more important that you regulate and control them. So, you know, all the arguments that apply to cannabis actually apply to other things. So it was on News Hub, and they went and they tried to get a comment. They asked Shane Retty, Minister of Health, for comment.
Yes.
But they didn't get one.
It's interesting, though.
They tried.
Because
they tried.
150 experts have called on the government for this now. That's a lot.
Yes, that's right. I did know quite a few of them from overseas, which is interesting. Bit of a global consortium having an eye on what's happening here. A couple of the members, Dr. Rose Crossan, Professor Joe Bowden, they were over in Newsroom this week, and they run what's called the National Addiction Centre at University of Otago, and they did an article to coincide with this, focusing really on how it's going to benefit our youth.
Mm.
I guess that seems to be one of the main concerns. You know, people aren't so concerned with what adults do as long as they don't be, you know, crackhead idiots causing all sorts of things every day going on out there.
As long as they stay out of hospital and jail.
Yeah, bloody hell. But the key being that their own studies, this Christchurch longitudinal study that probably a lot of people have heard about, tracking people, actually about as long as the Misuse of Drugs Act, people that are about 50 are in this study.
Wow.
And they're showing that, you know, most people do use at least one drug, of course, when you include alcohol and other things. And but as we all know, not everyone's harmed by it. And but criminalising it, with the drugs that are criminalising, this is actually showing up in their own studies, actually increases the harm to those people. So
definitely.
Yeah. So, as well as reducing stigma. We talk about that a bit of it as well, reducing stigma and the barriers to help. So bloody, you know, good on them. Good on them, I say.
Yeah, good on them. So in terms of the likelihood of this ever being our reality, what do you think?
Well, we've got to try, right? No, but it's interesting that they're giving it a go with the change of government and that, and keep the keep the campaign going, keep the pressure on, and this is very kind of academic evidence-based approach that they're doing, and that of course is what the current government says that they're basing things on, and certainly when you look at it even from this social investment point of view, then you would have to put the funds or the effort into harm reduction and helping people rather than, criminalising people. And even from that perspective of freeing up jails for people who really should be there, you know?
Yeah, so, totally. Totally. I think, there's a lot of argument for it. And also, we've been warned by a judge that there might be increased drug problems ahead for us. What's that about?
Well, yes, timely, eh? So this was down in Invercargill, Southland Times, Judge Michael Crosby this week, and they don't often say these things, I guess, but it was timely with this open letter saying, warning, it's just going to get worse, and his words were the illicit crank and fentanyl.
Yeah.
So, I have to agree. Watch out for that stuff. But one thing that we can, do something about in our own lives as cannabis consumers. This was a new study that also came out this week that I thought, well, that actually really ties in with this harm reduction approach that this group's calling for.
Totally.
And that's the thing. They've never actually looked at it before. Who would have thought? Heavy metals in rolling papers.
No.
And you think, why the hell hasn't this been done before?
Yeah.
Well, A, when things are illegal, they just kind of don't get researched in that kind of way. But B, papers come from the tobacco industry and outside of the rules, no regulations, no declaration of ingredients, blah de blah de blah. So that's the historic kind of origin of why you end up with shonkily made papers.
Yeah.
And we see that even right here across Auckland. Beware of raw papers that seem too cheap or a bit weird.
Okay.
'Cause they're counterfeit and they're out there. There are distributors in Auckland selling raw for cheaper than you can get it off raw.
Mm.
And they're counterfeit ones from China made out of shoe tissue paper and who knows what else, weird chemicals and things. And they rip them off very closely, but they put a deliberate spelling mistake or some sort of slight little change
so
in the design.
They
often, you've got to get a microscope out almost to see them sometimes. But there's always the slight little change, and then apparently it's not counterfeited, you see.
Oh, my gosh. And
do watch out.
It says here they contain copper, chromium, and vanadium. You don't want to be inhaling that.
No. And what happens when you're combusting is you're vaporizing a little stream of nanoparticles of those heavy metals, so you definitely don't want them. So carcinogenic, toxic, copper, for example, that was found in some of them, neurodegenerative diseases. Now, this is the blue dye. You've got to watch out for papers that have a blue dye. They'll probably have copper doing it. A black dye paper in this study had lead to make the black.
You're
disgusting.
Kidding me.
The gold papers, which we've never stocked, high in all sorts of heavy metals. The weird kind of ones, the ones made out of palm scrap, the ones purporting to be bamboo. Bamboo's just a catch-all phrase for all sorts of crap that they feed into industrial processing plants in China.
God.
Grain fibres, rice was really high in magnesium and iron. There was a goji berry paper that was... So the weird ones have kind of high things.
Okay.
The good news is the old hemp, this is where I was getting to.
Uh-huh.
I've always stuck to hemp, and at the hemp store, we've only ever sold hemp papers.
Yeah.
The hemp papers were good, as long as they were regular, as long as there wasn't like a blue dye or whatever on them, So a regular old hemp paper, they came out the best in the study. And those clear cellulose ones that were all the rage a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Also scored very well.
Ah, good to know.
Yeah, they are what you see, they're clear.
It turns out so. So I guess the best advice in this quite, shocking discovery is just go to the hemp store to get your papers.
That's exactly right. Well, I could have
said
it myself, but yes, no, that's right. Or at least go to a, you know, a reputable retailer that isn't going to sell you counterfeited crap, and stay away for the blue printed ones and the weird ones, like the gold papers. People had asked for gold papers at the shop, and I'm like, why would you want to smoke gold? No, no, never stock them.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, they're dodgy. So stay away from that kind of crap.
Yeah, keep it simple.
You know, the thing is in places where it's legal, they test for this.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
This is papers that you buy at the gas station or whatever, but when you go to, like, California and you get your pre-roll, the product is tested and it's below all these kind of levels and that. So that's an important thing, too. The other thing, New Zealand Medical Cannabis Scheme, everything's tested for up to the wazoo for all this kind of stuff. And we have ultra stringent regulations.
Yep.
And I got to say, I crunched the numbers. I got the hard data of what all these papers and things and come out with.
Okay.
They're all well within the European pharmacopoeia. So despite the study saying, oh, watch out for your heavy metals, they're actually at levels that are way below. We're talking parts per billion type level. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
So be aware, but, you know, in perspective, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Keep it
easy. Anyway, easy to avoid. Stay away from the weird crap.
Stay away. Keep it simple.
That's it. Good news, then. Let's just go straight to some good news.
Yay.
I feel like that. And it is always good news to know that also you can take control of your health and just avoid the crap papers and that. But the other good news of the week, the Cook Islands have announced they're going to pass their law, like, next week. It's been signed off and going to get approved. And they're going to come into effect even next week to allow them to import medical cannabis from New Zealand and Australia.
Nice.
Unclear yet whether people will be able to travel there with their own prescriptions at the beginning, I'm sure. But what they've announced is that pharmacies there will be able to get a license off their Ministry of Health to import the products, and then presumably people with a prescription there will just get it from a pharmacy there.
Nice.
So that's great, yeah. But yeah, it shows that it, you know, it's, we're all going to have the same kind of product standard, as stringent as it is, and good that we know heavy metals and things. And great to have the Cook Islands join our little South Pacific medical cannabis zone.
That is such good news.
So good,
stoked for them. Yeah.
And but you know, I'm sure they're going to go further, because one of their things that they really were aware of is that a lot of people over there don't have a lot of money, and or they might even be using medical cannabis for that very reason, using it, you know, traditionally grown and homegrown. You know, it's free and that kind of thing. Importing stuff from here, going to be quite expensive, I'm going to predict, you know, you know, certainly relatively speaking. So hopefully they'll go through with the other part of the plan that they were talking about, which was cannabis clubs there that people could join, the locals, and grow communally, so they can get it for a, you know, a non-profit kind of price.
Yeah.
And also, you know, wellness clinics for the tourists, and people like, you know, people like us from New Zealand can go there and have some traditional cannabis therapies at the wellness clinics there in the Cook Islands.
So they're using all the old tricks.
Yeah, in particular, I think it's cannabis-infused coconut oil massages.
Ah, that sounds so
on
relaxing.
Beach, on the beach at the resort.
Oh,
that
right.
That sounds quite nice.
Where's my ticket? I could do with one of them.
Yes, indeed. Hey, a couple of other good positive studies just to round it out. These also came out this week. Psychology Today covering actually preventing memory loss with marijuana.
Amazing.
And they're saying that actually as you get older, stimulating the brain's cannabinoid receptors may offer protection at memory loss by reducing brain inflammation, restoring neurogenesis. So later in life, cannabis may actually help your brain.
Wow, that's really good news. And I mean, a little bit contradictory to what, you know, the general public thinks. They're like, oh, forgetful stoners. It's like, no.
Often is contradictory to those myths, because here's another one that we're going to just bust another one.
Frequent
cannabis use not linked to motivation loss. And this was, and I love this quote, even when acutely under the influence. Our data suggests that you can be hardworking, motivated, and a chronic cannabis user all at the same time.
Yeah. As we've busted so many times before, the lazy stoner does not exist.
Yeah, right on. I mean, yeah, this is this study. I didn't know what the exact details, but they say they push people to their limits and stress them out of that and see how much they push themselves. And there was no difference between being high or not.
To be honest, I wouldn't want to be a part of that study.
Sounds
really awful. Oh, I'd rather just chill, actually.
That's right. Speaking of which, you can chill tonight down at the Blue Frog, Whakamana Medical Cannabis Social Club.
Yeah.
Down at the waterfront there by the Silo Park.
Good stuff.
And they're on every Thursday.
Yep. Amazing. All right.
And that's me.
And that's you.
Yeah, cheers, Millie.
Well,
cheers,
thank
everyone.
You for another week. And that was Marijuana Media. See you, Chris.
Cheers. See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.